Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Lauren. I'm excited.
Part of our massive look at the Lantern Festival.
We're going to bomb the dragons today.
We've already bombed the dragons. They have been bombed. Yes, okay, we can ignore the dragons who are post-bomb.
So what are we going to do today?
Today we're going to be making lanterns.
Okay.
It's the Lantern Festival.
Okay.
So let's make paper lanterns.
Okay, let's do that.
It's going to be lots of fun. So get your paper and scissors and glue and staplers. All that stuff.
Yeah.
Don't bring out the fire yet because we haven't made the lantern. So don't worry about the light right now.
Yeah,
but there are going to be some things that you're going to need, and we're going to find out what those are at the beginning of the article. So let's get to it.
Okay, let's do that.
Go.
做灯笼.
Lanterns.
Make a paper lantern. If you can't go to Miaoling for the Lantern Festival, don't worry. You can make your own lantern at home. First, fold a piece of A4 paper in half. Fold it with the long sides together. Start at the folded edge and cut a straight line. Stop cutting 2 centimeters.Before you get to the end of the paper, cut more straight lines in the same way. Unfold your paper and roll it so the top and bottom are circles. Glue the short edges together. Cut a long, thin piece of paper for the handle and glue both ends to the top. Hang up your beautiful new lantern.And have fun celebrating Lantern Festival.
Word power.
Own. Own. I don't live with other people. I have my own apartment. I don't live with other people. I have my own apartment.Edge, edge. Don't put your cup so close to the edge of the table. It could fall off. Don't put your cup so close to the edge of the table. It could fall off. Straight, straight.You should try to drive in a straight line so you don't hit other people. You should try to drive in a straight line so you don't hit other people. Roll, roll. Suzanne rolled her jacket into a ball to put it in her bag.Suzanne rolled her jacket into a ball to put it in her bag.
All right, so before we get into the instructions of how to make the lantern, we can't just make it out of the air.
We
need stuff. So as we begin, we see there's a list of stuff at the top. It's right under what you need.Which is short for what you need to make a lantern. And one of the first things you need to make a paper lantern is paper. Yes,
paper.
That's right. Paper. A4 size paper, your standard sort of textbook or notebook paper. Make it red if you can, because that, of course, is a lucky color.
Right?
To cut the paper, unless you want to use your hand like Bruce Lee, hi-ya! You will need scissors to cut the paper. My hand is not sharp enough.So you will need scissors. Don't get a knife.
Bruce Lee can do that.
He can. He's amazing.
Okay.
Don't get a knife because it could be dangerous. Get scissors or a piranha. You know, the sharp teeth of those little fish. Anyways, they're used as scissors in the Amazon. And then also to put this paper together once you cut it with your scissors.
Glue.
Thank you very much. I guess you might be able to use a stapler.Ka-chunk.
But the glue's
gonna, the glue's gonna look much nicer and it's gonna hold together much better. So A4 paper, scissors, glue.
Nice.
Now, let's get to the instructions. If you can't go to Miaoli for the Lantern Festival, don't worry. It's okay.
Okay.
You can make your own lantern at home.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I don't even have to buy one. Okay, oh well.
You can go, but some people can't.
Oh, okay, okay. Because they're probably like in Kaohsiung or somewhere.
Exactly.
Okay, 所以如果你没有办法去苗栗过这个元宵的话，不用担心。哎，因为今天我们要怎么样教你怎么在家制作属于你的灯笼哦。And here we see the word own. Your own.
That's right. Your own. O-W-N. Own.All right, now some of you smart cookies out there might know own as a verb, right? You own something. If you buy it, you own it, all right? To own as a verb means this is mine. It's my thing. It's my property. You can't take it. Now, when we use own as an adjective, we're just talking about something that is yours. It is your own. This is my own bicycle, not my brother's. I didn't borrow it. It's not a U-bike or an E-bike or an I-bike or an O-bike. It's my bike. It's my own bike. This thing belongs to me. That's basically it. For example, I don't live with other people. I have my own apartment. I don't live with other people. I have my own apartment. I don't share it. It's mine.
Own 其实是在本课就当作形容词来用，是强调这是我自己的。所以通常我们看到它跟所有格一起用 ，like my own, his own or her own, blah blah blah. Okay, 像是呢 ，the star of the show needs his own private dressing room. I want to get one of those.
You don't have your own private dressing room?
No,
I have mine.
You do?
It's huge.
Oh, 好好，我都
想要 You can share.
对呀、啊、那种明星的那种自己的化妆间 Okay, sometimes we might say something mean like I've got my own problems, I don't have time to listen to yours.
Oh, okay.
My own problems, 我的问题
Okay,
okay 那看回刚刚的例句就是呢我没有跟其他人同住 I have my own apartment, 我有我自己的公寓
Mm-hmm, alright, so this is the way you can make your own lantern、mm-hmm. Let's get to the instructions.
Okay.
The beginning is a good place to start with instructionsSo let's start there. First, it says,、mm-hmm. or the number one thing that you do, the first thing you do,、mm-hmm. fold a piece of A4 paper in half. As lovely Laura is doing, fold it、mm-hmm. in half. Hopefully straighter than that.、
Yeah.
But anyways, yes, make the paper、Thanks. 50% the size it was、mm-hmm. before, or half as big by folding it.In half.
Uh-huh, okay, 我知道我只是随便折嘛，干嘛那么挑？所以首先将一张 A4 大小的纸折成一半。Okay, fold 就是折叠对折。What else? What else?
Now, all the engineers out there might be saying, wait a minute, I could fold a piece of paper too. I could fold it in half like this, or I could fold it in half like this.
Okay.
You are absolutely right. And it says, fold it with the long sides
okay.
together. Okay. So these would be the long sides, not the short sides. Fold it with the long sides. That's why we read the instructions. I would、okay. have done what you did too,、okay. but then I read ahead.、
Right.
Fold it with the long sides together.
所以原来是要怎么样沿着长边对折。
It's tall and skinny. And then start at the folded edge and cut a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the folded edge. Cut a straight line. So you're cutting it in half
scissors.
Up the、
Lee.
Middle. And where do we know where to cut? We know where to cut because it says at the folded edge. Okay, an edge is where something begins and ends. It's also spelled E-D-G-E. E-D-G-E, edge. What is an edge? An edge is kind of where something ends. It's also the part of the thing that is furthest from the middle, all right? So if we're talking about a table, for example, the edge of the table would be where the flat part at the top of the table ends, okay? That's the edge, and you don't want things to fall off the edge of the table. We can talk about edges of lots of different things, but generally, it's a surface, it's a flat area, and that's basically where things bend or change or drop off or just stop, something like that.Could you think of a beach as being the edge of land? Well, kind of, yeah. That's where the land ends and the ocean begins. It's where something stops, something begins, or when things change in a very noticeable and dramatic way. For example, don't put your cup so close to the edge of the table, it could fall off. Don't put your cup so close to the edge of the table, it could fall off.
Okay, 我美劳不是很好。接下来是要从对着的那侧边缘剪一条直线到另外一边 folded 刚刚 OK 有提到 fold 是对着 folded 就是对折的、oh. Edge 就是边边缘这样的意思，像是 He made us all nervous by standing so close to the edge of the cliff.
That's right.
就是悬崖边缘，如果站在那边，大家是不是都会觉得很紧张，会掉下去？那看回刚刚的例句，就说不要把你的杯子放得太靠近桌子的边缘 ，the edge of the table， 因为它有可能会掉下去。
All right, so let's get back to the instructions.、Mm-hmm. It says start at the folded edge.、Uh-huh, that would be this part where the fold is,、mm-hmm. and then cut a straight line. Ah,、mm-hmm. oh, I see. So we're not cutting down the folded edge. We're cutting away from the folded edge. That makes a bit more sense. But make sure your line is straight when you cut it. Straight is spelled S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T. I'll say that again. S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T. Straight. All right. When we use the word straight, it's an adjective that we use to describe a line or a path or a road or something you go along, you travel along. All right. A straight line is a line with no bends, no curves, no turns, nothing like that.Think of the letter I. The letter I is a straight line. The number one is often written as a straight line, all right? So we don't bend it, we don't curve it, it doesn't turn in the middle or anything like that. It just goes in one direction, the angle never changes, it's straight. For example, you should try to drive in a straight line so you don't hit other people.Good advice. You should try to drive in a straight line so you don't hit other people unless there's a wall in front of you.
Straight,
straight,
就是直的 a straight line, 直线、mm. or if somebody has long straight hair, which you don't have, okay, or keep your back straight, Mike.
Sorry, I should stand up straight.
Okay, 要这个背要直 okay. Okay, that's really difficult for me. Okay, I slouch, 因为我都会驼背。Yeah. 好、okay. 我们看回刚刚的例句，就是说你要试着直线行驶车子，这样才不会撞到其他人 drive in a straight line.
All right, so we're cutting in a straight line、mm-hmm. along the folded edge, so we're cutting、mm-hmm. up in this direction. And、
yeah.
then it says stop cutting 2 centimeters before you get to the edge, or the end, I should、mm-hmm. say, of the paper. I'll say that again. Stop cutting 2 centimeters about right, that far、yeah. before you get to the end of the paper. So don't、mm-hmm. cut all the way through the paper, uh-huh, uh-huh. then you're just making a smaller lantern.
OK, 对啊，要不然你的灯笼就会变小。所以注意哦，在剪到剩下2公分的时候停下哦。OK, 那这里我们看到 end, OK, end 这里呢是末端的意思。OK, 像是the report is due by the end of the month, OK,、嗯、在就是月底的时候。那其实 end 当作名词还有结尾的意思，像是 I like most of the book, but I didn't like the end or the ending. Okay,、mm. 结尾不喜欢哦。Or end can also be used as a verb. End 也可以表示结束的意思，当作动词来用，像是 the meeting ended at noon.、Mm-hmm. Okay.、
Hmm. Okay, so we have one straight line. We haven't cut through the paper. Everything's going well. But now, do what you just did.More times. It says cut more straight lines in the same way. So do exactly the same thing, but just keep doing it down the paper.
Okay, 所以用同样的方式剪更多的直线 Okay, in the same way, 就是以同样的方式。
Okay, now we've made all our cuts. Now we、mm-hmm. unfold your paper、uh-huh. and roll it so the top and bottom are circles.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is roll. So, 展開你的紙,
the other way.
並且將它捲起來。這樣子呢,頂端跟底端都會形成圓圈。Okay.
So, it kind of looks like this. The top and bottom are circles. And yes, if you're rolling something...You're going to be doing something to make it into this shape because roll, R-O-L-L, is all about making circles or using circles. Yes, to roll, as you saw what I was doing there, you take something flat and then you turn it so that it makes the shape of a circle. We roll things when we want to put them in that shape. You might roll some dough, you might roll things into a ball, and also when something is a circle or it is a ball, when you get it to turn around itself, it is rolling, okay? Cars can move down the street and bicycles and many other things because they roll on the wheels. The wheels roll. They turn round and round and round and round and round. And if we're trying to make something into that shape, we can say we roll it. So you might roll up a piece of paper to make a circle shape. For example, Suzanne rolled her jacket into a ball to put it in her bag. Suzanne rolled her jacket into a ball to put it in her bag.
OK, 所以我们刚刚有提到 unfold, OK? Unfold 就是展开或是打开的意思。而刚刚我们还学习到 roll, OK? 就是卷的意思。Now, I could also roll up this piece of paper、mm-hmm. and swat a fly.
You could do that, too.、Uh-huh. You could roll it up and pretend you have、right. a telescope and you're looking、
right.
for pirates.
OK, 好啦那刚回刚刚的例句是 Suzanne 把她的外套卷成球好放进包包里面哦。
Okay, so now that we've rolled it up into a ball, we glue the short edges together.
Okay, 所以我们就用胶水将短边的粘在一起。
That's right. When you glue something, you use glue. So it's both a noun and a verb. You glue things with glue. All right, so once you've glued that together, it says cut a long, thin piece of paper for the handle. That's the part you hold. And glue both ends to the top. So yes, basically you're putting something on top.
所以我们要一个把手哦。所以剪一个长条细长的纸作为把手。然后把纸的两端粘在顶端 OK 我们刚刚已经学到 glue 可以当做动词或是名词就是粘或是胶水 Handle 是什么呢就是把手啦 OK so you can take the lantern
That's right With all the folding, cutting, rolling, gluing、uh-huh. and handle attaching done、
yeah.
We have something、oh! that looks as beautiful hopefully
you,
as this
You didn't make that
Isn't that amazing? I just you, made that behind my、uh-huh. backwithout looking.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that amazing?
That's 好厉害 Okay, so...
There you go. So once you have made your beautiful lantern, what do you do next? Finally, we wrap it up with hang up your beautiful new lantern and have fun celebrating Lantern Festival. That's right. Lanterns are made to be hung.
I can't carry it.
You could put it on a table. You could carry it. You could wear it as a very fashionable hat.
Yeah, that's so
if
cool.
If you wanted.
可以吗?
If you're very okay, brave.
所以把你的美丽的灯笼挂起来。或者是你可以这样手拿着我觉得还蛮酷的哦。Mm. 开心庆祝元宵节哦。所以 hang up 就是把什么东西挂起来。
Mm-hmm. Where does it earring?
Earring, okay.
Like that?
Yeah.
It's a good look.
Is it going to fall off? Oh, fashionable.
Go. Yeah,
okay,
very
fashionable. Okay, 超时尚的。Okay, 像我们常常会说刚刚提到 hang up 挂起来就是 hang up your coat, please.OK, 就是把你的外套挂在可能就是挂衣服的地方 Or have fun doing something 我们刚才看到这个片语就是做什么事情很开心像是 I had fun playing with the toys Or playing computer games, OK? 好了嗯，现在我们已经做完了灯笼 So let's now go to our magic box
Magic box 找亮点
Hello, you all. 今天呢，要来教大家分辨英文字义啦。相信你一定看过 and 这个字。没错，这个字呢，当作动词用的时候，有结束、终止的意思。比如说什么呢 ？The World War One ended in 1918. The World War One ended in 1918. 在世界大战呢，在西元1918年的时候结束。刚刚那句是不及物的用法，那及物的用法呢，可以直接在后面呢加上要结束的东西。以刚刚才的例子来说，我们可以换个角度来讲。The leaders of several countries signed a peace treaty to end the war. The leaders of several countries signed a peace treaty to end the war. 这里的 peace treaty 是和平条约的意思。所以刚刚那句话呢，我就是在说，有许多国的领袖他们签署了一个和平条约，终止了战争。End the war. 那这时候呢，也会有一些人可能会很聪明，他就会说呢啊。我也有看过电影结束的时候它会有一个 the end 那那个 end 呢这里的 end 是当名词用一样有终止结束的意思可以用来形容时间啊事件等等那在电影结束的时候呢显示这个字 the end 就是在跟你说呢电影已经都演完了或者是呢我们又可以用刚刚世界大战的例子来换句话说The Treaty of Versailles brought World War I to an end. The Treaty of Versailles brought World War I to an end. 凡尔赛条约呢，为世界大战啊，第一次世界大战带来终结。那这里呢，最后再跟大家说一个也是 and 非常常见的用法哦，就是当做末端尽头的时候，通常你会在描述位置的时候听到，比如说什么呢？The end of a rope， 绳子的末端 ，the deep end of a swimming pool。游泳池的深水端，也就是深水区的意思。造一个句子好啦， My family lived at the far end of this street. My family lived at the far end of this street. 我们家呢住在这一条街上的尽头。换我来考考你啦，你会怎么用英文说在电影结尾坏人结束了自己的生命呢？
The answer is...At the end of the movie, the bad guy ended his own life.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, so there we have it. We've learned how to make our own lanterns. Uh-huh. Isn't that great? I would say one thing, keep the lights away from it.Right, don't try to put candles in it. Even electric light might make it a little hot. It's paper,
really?
so be careful. Well,
okay,
I think it would be,
we don't, 小心不要有火烛之类的。
We don't want bad things to happen.
That's
And if you want to get a real lantern with lights in it, go buy a professional one.They're probably made with better material. But this is something fun you can do, and you can decorate your house with your own paper lanterns.
That's true.
Let's get to the fill-in-the-blank game.We have four new words, as we usually do. And also, as we sometimes do, we're going to be giving you some sentences without those important words in. You have to figure out which of the four words is the correct word to fill in the blank. So let's get to it. If we're going to be going down to Miao Li or anywhere for a lantern festival event, we're going to have to get there by bus, car, motorcycle, and of course...If we're doing that, the wheels on that bus are going to have to blank many miles.
Roll?
They're going to have to roll many miles. That's right. Mm-hmm. And if you're lucky, there'll be no traffic jams. There'll be no people on the roads. You might not even have to turn. It'll be a very blank trip to the Lantern Festival.
Straight!
A straight trip. Isn't that the easiest type of trip?That you can take, it's very good.
I doubt
good.
It. No? Usually traffic jams.
Yeah, there are often traffic jams. But if there's a traffic jam, maybe taking the train is good. At the train station, though, stay back from the blank of the platform.
Edge!
The edge of the platform. That's right. There you can fall off the edge. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that. Because if you do fall off the edge, you might hit yourself on the head and you don't want to hurt your blank head.You don't want to hurt your own head. You don't want to hurt other people's head.
No.
But, you know, that wouldn't be as big a problem as hurting your own head. There you go. Own, edge, straight, roll. I think we covered it. We got lanterns done. We know about bombing dragons in Miao Li. We didn't talk about Hakka food, which I was kind of looking forward to. We'll talk about that some other time. And until then, be safe, have fun, enjoy Lantern Festival, worship the gods, and come home safe. And we'll see you back here very soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Make a paper lantern. If you can't go to Miao Li for the Lantern Festival, don't worry. You can make your own lantern at home. First,Fold a piece of A4 paper in half. Fold it with the long sides together. Start at the folded edge and cut a straight line. Stop cutting 2 centimeters before you get to the end of the paper. Cut more straight lines in the same way. Unfold your paper and roll it so the top and bottom are circles.Glue the short edges together. Cut a long, thin piece of paper for the handle and glue both ends to the top. Hang up your beautiful new lantern and have fun celebrating Lantern Festival. Own. I don't live with other people. I have my own apartment. I don't live with other people. I have my own apartment. Edge, edge. Don't put your cup so close to the edge of the table. It could fall off. Don't put your cup so close to the edge of the table. It could fall off. Straight, straight. You should try to drive in a straight line so you don't hit other people. You should try to drive in a straight line so you don't hit other people. Roll, roll. Suzanne rolled her jacket into a ball to put it in her bag. Suzanne rolled her jacket into a ball to put it in her bag.